Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With 6 hospital campuses, Christus Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us. And through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. Brethren, let us acknowledge our sins, and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Christ have mercy. Let us pray. Grant us, we pray, O Lord our God, the constant gladness of being devoted to you. For it is full and lasting happiness to serve with constancy the author of all that is good. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Proverbs. When one finds a worthy wife, her value is far beyond pearls. Her husband, entrusting his heart to her, has an unfailing prize. She brings him good and not evil all the days of her life. She obtains wool and flax and works with loving hands. She puts her hands to the distaff, and her fingers ply the spindle. She reaches out her hands to the poor and extends her arms to the needy. Charm is deceptive and beauty fleeting. The woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her a reward for her labors, and let her works praise her at the city gates. The word of the Lord.
Blessed are those who fear the Lord. Blessed are those who fear the Lord. Blessed are all who fear the Lord and walk in his ways. By the labor of your hands you shall eat. You will be blessed and prosper. Blessed are those who fear the Lord. Your wife, like a fruitful vine in the heart of your house, your children, like shoots of the olive, around your table. Blessed are those who fear the Lord. Indeed, thus shall be praised the man who fears the Lord. Bless you from Zion. May you see Jerusalem prosper all the days of your life. Blessed are those who fear the Lord. A
reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians. Concerning times and seasons, brothers and sisters, You have no need for anything to be written to you. For you yourselves know very well that the day of the Lord will come, like a thief at night. When people are saying, peace and security, then sudden disaster comes upon them, like labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you, brothers and sisters, are not in darkness, for that day to overtake you like a thief. For all of you are children of the light and children of the day. We are not of the night or of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as the rest do, but let us stay alert and sober. The word of the Lord.
As I remain in you, says the Lord. Whoever remains in me bears much fruit.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Be with you.
And with
your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Praise to you, O Lord.
Jesus told his disciples this parable. A man going on a journey called in his servants and entrusted his possessions to them. To one he gave 5 talents. To another 2, to a third 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. Immediately the one who received 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5. Likewise, the one who received 2 made another 2. But the man who received 1 went off and dug a hole in the ground and buried his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants came back and settled accounts with them. The one who had received 5 talents came forward, bringing the additional 5. He said, Master, you gave me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more. His master said to him, Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you were faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come, share your master's joy. Then the one who had received 2 talents also came forward and said, Master, you gave me 2 talents. See, I have made 2 more. His master said to him, Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you were faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come, share your master's joy. Then the one who had received the 1 talent came forward and said, Master, I knew you were a demanding person, harvesting where you did not plant and gathering where you did not scatter. So out of fear, I went off and buried your talent in the ground. Here it is back. His master said to him in reply, You wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I did not plant and gather where I did not scatter. Should you not then have put my money in the bank so that I could have got it back with interest on my return? Now then, take the talent from him and give it to the one with 10. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. And throw this useless servant into the darkness outside, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. The Gospel of the Lord.
My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in the parable of the talents from today's gospel, we have a story filled with lessons from our Lord concerning the proper use of God's many blessings. First of all, we should realize that the servants in the parable are given an especially favorable opportunity. Our Lord speaks of a wealthy man who is getting ready to travel abroad for a time. And this man calls in his servants, and he gives to each of them a portion of his riches. To one, 5 talents, to another, 2 talents, and to another, 1 talent, each according to his personal abilities. Now, in our Lord's day, a talent was not a coin or a piece of money, but a measure of weight. The value of the talent depended upon the type of metal that was involved, gold, silver, or copper. The most common metal used for this sort of purpose was silver. And the value of a talent of silver in modern times is about $480,000. Here indeed was a golden opportunity. Some of the oldest sayings in the world are that it takes money to make money. The rich get richer and the poor get poorer. But for these servants, here was an unparalleled opportunity to get rich. Now it's time to look beyond the surface of the parable and discover Christ's true meaning and the point of his story. The wealthy master of the house is an image of God the Father, while the servants are an image of all human beings. To each person, our Lord is saying his Father distributes certain blessings according to that person's created abilities. To some he gives wealth, to others poverty. To some beauty, to others homeliness. To some power, to others weakness. To some health, to others sickness. To some authority, to others obedience. To some happiness, to others sorrow. To some leisure, to others work. And so on into infinity. To each of us, God gives grace, talent, and strength to promote and fulfill our individual and unique capabilities. So the first lesson in this parable is that these gifts are not ours, but God's. We are given the use of these talents and blessings which are God's, and we are called by Him simply to profit by their use. The second lesson is that we are never given more or less than what we are capable of handling. God, in His infinite wisdom, has given us just what we can best make use of in our own lives. We are called by God to live up to our total capacity and potential. The third lesson is that we are given our talents and blessings to be used for a purpose. For each talent and blessing that we have, opportunities are sent our way in order that we may use our talents and blessings for the greater honor and glory of God in His service and in that of our fellow human beings. In order to profit by our talents and blessings, we must give of them freely according to God's purposes. We cannot hoard our gifts selfishly. For instead of holding on to what we have for our own use and accumulating more, we will lose what we have already. The fourth and the final lesson of the parable is that our enjoyment of these gifts will not last forever. There will come a time, no matter how long or how short we may have to wait, when God the Father will return and demand an accounting of the gifts that He has given us. To not have used or profited by these gifts and talents is not sufficient. If we have hoarded and grasped at the passing things of this world in our lives, then we will be sorely disappointed. Youth ages, beauty wrinkles and sags, power, authority, riches, respect, and fame all end at the grave. In St. Jerome's inspired and inspiring translation of the Bible during the 4th century, we find a thought-provoking word which modern translators of the Bible have chosen not to use. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him who does not have, even that which he seems to have shall be taken away. That which he seems to have. What is God saying? If we reject God's purposes in our lives, if we use the talents and the abilities and the gifts that he has given us for our own selfish purposes in this life, then just as we think we have accumulated and possess all those things which will make us happy and content, and just as we reach out to grasp that which our heart truly loves and desires, it will all dissolve into the dust and ashes from which these things of earth are made, and will slip through our fingers forever. And that emptiness is what we are going to possess forever as we enter into eternity. On the other hand, If we accept the talents and abilities and gifts that God has bestowed on us to give him greater honor and glory, and share these gifts with others as God's faithful stewards to our brothers and sisters' spiritual and physical profit, then we not only truly possess these blessings, but add more until we have them in abundance for eternity. And so, my dear friends, let us pray as the Mass continues, that we may learn to appreciate the talents and the gifts that our Lord has given us, and ask him to show us how to use these things to his best purpose each day of our lives, so that when our Master comes and calls us to give an accounting of our lives, he may say to us, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Because you have been faithful over a few things, I will set you over many. Enter into the joy of your Master." May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Let us stand and profess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We are the children of the light. Let us come before the Lord of light with our prayers for the needs of the world.
For Pope Francis and all church leaders, that they keep us alert to the signs of the coming of the Lord, be prepared to meet him. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our parish community, that we may be faithful and productive stewards of the gifts given to us, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who are married and preparing for marriage, that they may be faithful partners to one another, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who are without shelter as the weather grows colder, and for those who work to find them shelter, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who serve in our armed forces and for their families and loved ones, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Pete and Minnie Gonzalez, Marcelino Gonzalez, Jesusita J. Canales, Betty Harris, and Cynthia Schumann, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And now, my dear friends, for all of the prayers and intentions that we hold in the silence of our hearts. For all of our needs, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, you bless us with many gifts and talents. Teach us to be faithful stewards of your gifts and use them to do your will and to help our brothers and sisters so that we may help to bring about your kingdom on this earth as well as in eternity. For you are Lord forever and ever. Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Let us pray. Grant, O Lord, we pray, that what we offer in the sight of your majesty may obtain for us the grace of being devoted to you and gain us the prize of everlasting happiness. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through our Lord Jesus Christ. For through his paschal mystery, he accomplished the marvelous deed by which he has freed us from the yoke of sin and death, summoning us to the glory of being now called a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for your own possession, to proclaim everywhere your mighty works, for you have called us out of darkness into your own wonderful light. And so with the angels and the archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory, as without end we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it,
For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me.
The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Francis, our Pope, and Michael, our Bishop, his brother bishops Edmund and Renee, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family, whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father,
who art in heaven,
us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory of the Lord.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit. Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof. Only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Thank you.
miserere, miserere, miserere nobis. Agnus, Agnus Dei, qui tollis peccata mundi. Agnus, Agnus Dei, qui tollis peccata mundi.
Hello, I'm Father Han Fang, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.